Serendipity? I don't think so.
This isn't the kind of ice cream you'll get at Serendipity 3 in New York City's Manhattan.
No, no, no. This is different.
How different? Just a little bit different. Ice cream, but instead of ice cream, it's made out of
cherry tomatoes. And not only that, it tastes bad. I'm Maggie Widows.
I'm Caroline Cotter.
And this is Stinkers, the... Okay, that is going to be a good one.
Of podcasts, where we have on guests to talk about their worst ideas ever, aka stinkers. But today, we don't have a guest.
No, we don't, but we sure do have stinkers.
Stinkers. Stinkers.
Stinkers.
That's right, and the stinkers are extra stinky this week because we're stinking with two butt cheeks instead of the regular three this week.
That's right, and it's girl style.
Yeah, so I think that pretty much explains everything, actually.
I thought it was really good. I think, actually, James would be really impressed with that introduction.
After the anger subsides, yes. I think he'd be angry first and foremost. Because he doesn't like it when we free ball in general, when we go freestyle.
No. He likes to control women in that
way. Yeah, exactly. He took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah, he believes that wild women are meant to be locked up, preferably in a penitentiary. But if women have to exist, they should not be allowed to explore in that way.
They should be behind a lock 24/7. And I think that's actually why he's absent this week. Last I heard, he was at a men's retreat.
That's why I forgot that is why he's absent. And he's not just at the men's retreat. It's actually his turn to lead one.
Yes. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So and you he's know, taking them to the Berkshires, I believe.
I heard that too. And I have never been obviously to a men's retreat or women's retreat really, but I was forced to go to a couple when I was younger, like all day, like Christian things. I don't know what they were. They were like youth group Catholic things. It was really weird. But at all of them, like someone would like come up and like tell their story and cry a lot. And it was always like really intense. So with that being said, I think that Dwyer is going to have that moment at his men's workshop.
It's sort of like AA where you get to, after you've been in it for a little bit, you get to lead your own first meeting. Mm-hmm. And he is, of course, leading men's group they work on getting dressed and like making sure they're clean.
It's just the basics for them. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm happy for him in men's group.
Me too. And if anybody wants to contact him while he's gone, I think we're not allowed to get the address, but Doink has his address for forwarding. If you want to send a comment or letter to Doink, he'll pass that along.
Yeah. Part of men's group is that no outside contact. And so they do have Doink is sort of the gatekeeper for a lot of things, I'd say. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I agree.
Yeah. So Caroline, like what's up, my sister?
Yes, the girls are here.
It's girls time. Girls time.
That was really good.
Beautiful.
Really touching stuff. What's up? Well, here's the thing. I'll tell you this much. I feel like I've done this a couple of times before, but I'm like, I'm not going to talk about poop.
And here it is. Here it is. She's in the poop.
But
we are already.
I don't have any other. Sometimes when God gives you a sign, you have to.
When life gives you lemons, you have to make lemonades.
Exact.
Yeah.
So basically, Toe, my dog, has had straight up explosive diarrhea all weekend. It happened one morning and I thought not a problem because he had a mouthful of hot Cheetos. And I thought this is just the body kind of keeping the score in that way.
Yeah.
But the next day, Saturday morning, I woke up also, unfortunately, absolutely covered in shit.
That's more than just the Cheetos.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's when I realized. You know what I mean? Because I did. Yeah. I wouldn't have cleaned my apartment as well on Friday morning after the shit explosion if I knew it was going to be like a 2-day thing.
Yeah.
So that's kind of it. It's just been a lot of like very, I would say I'm really kind of embodying the two sides of the dramatic mask of both crying and laughter in my dealing. Comedy and drama. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes I was like, oh, this is so fun. Like, this is so funny. I'm like cleaning up my dog's shit for this. You know what I mean? Just
And then you take the swing and it's like this, I'm actually living inside a tragedy. And
yes.
And I am the star of the saddest movie on earth.
Exactly. And I am alone. I am the director, the producer, and the writer. I'm alone in this world. I am just covered in smelling of shit.
Yeah.
Because I
don't even have it together enough to make the movie. You
exactly.
know? Like, it's like, this is the real stuff, the raw material.
Exactly. And it was very raw footage style. But you know, are we over the hump, so to speak? I'm not really sure. After that second day, I really started to, do some research into dog diarrhea. And so then really tried to start taking the correct steps. So now we're
What'd you come up with?
Well, you're not supposed to feed them for 24 hours after they have diarrhea to kind of like get it out of their system. And then you just feed them like chicken and rice and maybe some like pumpkin. And like small amounts of it frequently. So that's kind of what
feels I've been very doing. Seasonal.
And that's the thing too. And it makes me wonder if he did this on purpose at this time of the year to just be in the festive spirit.
He's excavating to make room for spooky season, make room for the spirits to take. Honestly, maybe it was a spirit coming over him and entering him. Robert the Doll style.
Yes, stop.
Listeners, Caroline and I watched a movie. I actually don't even know what the title is, but
and I think also calling it a movie is a really interesting way for you to refer to it. It seems like documentary.
Yeah. A documentary with some dramatizations of what was being told, which was the story of the haunting of a doll called Robert the Doll. It was, as it turns out, the inspiration for Chucky the Doll.
Is that true, though? Because they never brought it up once in the documentary. Wouldn't you think that, like...
Here's what I wouldn't be surprised about if the Chucky the Doll people said, we will not be associated with. Despite this being our origin story, we want nothing to do with
this. But can you do that as a corporation? Can you be like... Or as a whatever, like you can't mention it in your thing.
You're right. Hey, you're the lawyer here.
And that's what I went to school for 25 years. Finally, I passed the bar.
Okay, so you weren't in school for all that time. You just hadn't passed the bar yet.
No, I was in school. I kept failing. I kept having professors ask and then eventually demand that I leave school. Sure. So I had to kind of bounce from place to place. But I'm good now.
Cool. Caroline, can I tell you something that I got it. This is going to be fun because this is two people.
Is it scary?
It's scary, but not in the way you think.
Okay.
This episode is just two people with raging ADHD, which is really good, I think. But I saw the timer and can you believe only 8 minutes and 50 seconds have gone by? Does that feel right to you?
I don't think so. I had a troubling realization. That I don't know if it's linked to ADHD or just like crippling narcissism.
Sure,
but
sure,
I was
sure.
Like, oh, when I speak, I don't think time passes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that is ADHD of a trait of like time, a misunderstanding of how time works. And when speaking, you're sort of lost in your zone.
Mm-hmm.
Some might call it, on its best days, the flow state. That's not how it feels to me.
Ever.
It feels like a sort of trench warfare. Yeah. And everyone has trench foot, but they have to fight anyway. You
trench
know what
foot
I mean?
Is the not something I've heard in so long. And I'm really happy that you brought it up.
I'm a little bit obsessed with like, I remember, I really specifically remember in American history, them talking about like World War One as being the end of romanticism with war. But like there was still so much of it, of like the way they, I don't know, spoke of like the war was with such poeticism.
Yeah, and all the fucking books and shit about it. Like, yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah. And
what are you talking about?
What are you even talking about?
What are you talking about?
I'm looking at the World War One, and that's not even true.
Damn.
Yeah. So trench foot like something. Trench foot something that, for all intents and purposes, no one needed to ever have. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That shit never had to happen, and only happened because of their soggy ass.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing also is that now I don't remember if this is real or not, but in college, I had a friend who we would like write letters to each other over the summer. It was really sweet.
So sweet.
I know. It was really nice. And either like we were studying abroad or doing something, but kept writing letters. And he had a self-described case of trench foot. And now I don't know if that's right or
okay,
not.
Okay.
But, or
I have maybe a couple things.
Yeah. He sent me pictures. Yeah.
So it was a romantic.
It was romantic, but it wasn't.
I'm obsessed.
There's a lot to this story. It's and there's a lot and nothing at all in a way.
As the best ones are.
We were very good friends and also kind of into each other at like different points, but it never quite aligned. Yeah. I mean, it did align. This was the first person I had sex with.
And did you write the letters before or after that?
I don't know. I don't remember. I think it was like overlapped because we met freshman year and we were like friends throughout all of college. But then he was like dating someone else and whatever. It's not.
Are you still friends?
Kind of. Yeah. We'll like talk to each other on Instagram and stuff sometimes. I could. He is the kind of person where if I like was like, oh, I'll write you. You know what I mean? It's very letter writing vibes. But the moral of the story is that this man had trench foot and he would send me Polaroid pictures of his foot. Like picture. And I remember, I haven't thought about this in so long, but pictures of his foot with like, and now I'm thinking about it must be like a fungus or something because it was like a circle with like black dots on it.
What?
And it was there for like a year or two, I feel like.
Like ringworm of the foot?
Maybe that was it. But I remember him calling it trench foot. And now I think it's the first time ever I've critically thought about it and thought this is impossible. Like it can't be trench foot.
Let me do a quick Google of what trench foot.
Ooh, good. This is a really good friend happening right here.
All right. He might have had trench foot.
Seriously? Does it look like? I'm not looking it up because that sounds disgusting.
It's not circles, but it's. Could be circles.
It was like in an area that was like a circle. You know what I mean? That I just remember it was like an inflamed area with shit in it.
Yeah. He might have had trench foot. And I like that he was sharing that part of himself with you.
Yeah, that was, I would say it was a lot of like gross stuff like that. Not that I think that anything is, I think the human body is gross, but I don't think certain parts of it should exist.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a totally fair thing to say, I think. I am also just like really liking this idea of like that romantic letter sending.
Yeah, it's not I think we also both were so like you know just that you're like, "Oh, this you like just really like bought into that," and it's something I think we would have done anyway, but he was like in the school coffee shop club, which was for some reason was a club, and they were so many of the people in it were so mean and like,
what the fuck is the school coffee shop club?
It was like, it was this place called Rodriguez, and it was like the school coffee shop where like sometimes like cool musicians would come through and like do shows there and stuff, but and it was like right next to the where I did theater, which was the experimental theater program.
Hello.
Thank you. And that's also where like the improv and like sketch groups were. And I was friends with like him and another guy in that group, and the rest of them were such, and again, I'm sure this is like my memory of whatever, but they were such assholes. And yeah. So I was so scared of them, and they were so just like mean. And this was really peak like American Apparel New York vibes, you know what I mean?
Whoa,
like that, yeah. Like 2008, 2007, like
OK Go is coming out with new yes. music videos that are blowing people's minds.
Yes, and just like that hipster, like
yeah.
PBR thing was like so
ironic.
And they were really, yes, and that yeah. was like exactly their vibe, and I was just like so afraid of them, but also thought they were so cool.
Yeah.
But in reality, no one just knows anything.
That's a really good way to put it.
Yeah.
In reality, no one just knows anything. I think that's really beautiful.
Thank you. And for that, I'm doing poetry.
And for that, I'm out.
What about you? Were you in any student kind of clubs in college? Do you have any illicit romances?
Well, definitely some illicit romances. I was really depressed in college. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I did run this group that was about that was like, by the time I graduated, it was the biggest student organization on campus.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's called 0.08, and it was about like responsible drinking habits.
Okay, that's I never knew this about you.
Yeah, and it was like we set up. Basically just like made it so that it wasn't, you know, students versus administration in a lot of things, and like created that bridge so that kids weren't getting in trouble in the way. Because we had my freshman year, we had a death on campus and it was
from like drinking.
Yeah. And then my freshman year of high school, my godbrother died from hazing. And it was like basically the thing of like, we don't have to. Dude, like we can come together a little bit. We can still all make really bad decisions and like take 8 shots in a night, but we're going to make sure there's pizza involved at some point. Sort of that energy.
Mm-hmm.
So that was all I was involved in at school. And other than anthropology and women's and gender studies department, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really good. And then I was just like in love with really troubled boys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if they had a trauma, I wanted to be fingered by them.
Yes, 100%.
And that was
absolute digital penetration vibes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like, I'm ready for you to finger me now and here.
Now, did you, because, you know, kind of speaking of 0.08, all these things, when I was in college, I really did not know how to, like, drink in any sort of, like, way that
moderation.
Is appropriate for a human. Yeah. Yep. And I also was so horny for men who wanted nothing to do with me. So my way of contacting them, calling them 10 times at 3 o'clock in the morning, sending texts. So did you have any kind of... was your communication style with them?
Wait a minute. Like to hang out, you were doing that.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So I was like, I would say my anxiety and negative self-talk was too extreme that I couldn't get there. Mm-hmm. Like I once a quarter, you know, once a quarter I'd like give in.
Unleash the beast.
And, but I was just so fucking emotional and like, just, I look back and I'm like, the fucking pressure these guys must have felt from my vibe.
Yeah.
Of just like coming in like the fucking phantom of campus, just a death eater upon enters the frat
in
party.
In what way?
No, it's funny because I was very like outgoing and big personality, whatever. But like my internal life was so different from my external life in a way that it's not anymore. And so all I wanted to do was talk about deep and big feelings all the time. Just like really bond over that stuff, over like the intensity of life. That's why mm-hmm. like your letter writing campaign, that really resonated with me as something I would have really loved. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, I too always was interested in unavailable men.
Yeah.
You know, like they were going through their own things. And I was like, well, no, let me go through them too. And let's go through them together. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
you want
good.
This, right?
This is what you want, right? You and I know that because you made out with me when you were blackout drunk. Exactly. And so I think that's what you want.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah. Right? It's so, really good stuff.
It's really wild. I will say that is a nice thing where it's like if you look – because I think about like, you know, being depressed, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, I've always felt this way or whatever. But then I look back at like even college or whatever where I'm like, wow, the ways it manifests when you're like yeah. – actually, I'm just sad and that's like normal. It's really interesting stuff.
And just like you have no – you have no distance from it. You're like, yeah. It is fully everywhere and driving your life. It's just like, yeah, I was recently, so this is definitely ADHD of like, I never unfollow people. I never think about who follows me. I never mm-hmm. think about anything like that. But Instagram mm-hmm. literally stopped letting me follow people because my number was so high.
What do you mean?
Like I couldn't – I followed 7,500 people, I guess. And so it's – I would click
follow. And they don't let you follow anymore?
Yeah. And so I went to like – and I sorted by earliest ones I followed mm-hmm. because that's definitely a lot of college people. And I did it and like – I wasn't thinking, you know, like I'm like, oh, I'll just do this, whatever. I won't have any feelings about it.
Oh my God.
And then as I was unfollowing them, I was like, huh, all these people who I don't care about unfollowed me a long time ago, it seems.
Oh, wow.
You know, where I was like, what the fuck? I unfollow you.
Yeah.
You don't
20
get to
years
unfollow.
Later. Yeah.
You don't get to unfollow me. But
that's really, that's hard.
That was a hard one. But also it's like, yeah, I don't care. That's good for them. We aren't a part of each other's lives. But
hey,
also.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I cut you off.
Oh, I don't know what I was going to say.
I don't remember what I was going to say either when I cut you off.
Good. I remember when you find out a boy didn't stop following you, that used to like, post college, my like, the boy I was full blown in love with unfollowed me at a certain point, probably when I started doing comedy. But it's like,
yuck.
Yeah, just like, shut up.
Yeah.
You know
he'll probably be at the men's retreat with James, I bet.
Oh, yeah. He's a part of it. I told James to reach out because I thought he'd be a really good addition. Yeah. Anyway. What else?
Well, you were in the middle of a story. I'm sorry. I keep cutting. It was like you were saying that like this guy unfollowed you and you started doing comedy.
Yeah, that's it. Mainly.
And that's it. Is, you know, and now that I ask, I'll bring to the present day, and I know you're happily partnered, if
yeah,
I may.
Sure.
And
sure, you can
but
it.
I feel like even now as an adult, I think Instagram is a very powerful kind of flirting tool.
I would agree.
You know what I mean?
Let me just say, as a partnered person,
I would agree. Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna like it here.
Yeah, I love my boyfriend a lot, but
I be in the DMs.
You know what? You could just—it's also just like
it's healthy.
It's healthy. Mm-hmm. I flirt with the boys. I flirt with the girls. I flirt with the mm-hmm. world. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Get yourself out of the house and into the DMs.
Yes, just thank you.
Have some fun. I think it is interesting of like the way DMs, some people will like in my mind, I'm like my identity is pretty coherent. Uh-huh. In terms of who I am there and in the real world. But some people will act like they haven't been talking to you, like, or like you haven't had conversations, yeah.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And to that I say, grow up.
I say grow up too. And also, like, I just don't have the mental – that seems like so much work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, if I'm talking to anyone in real life on the phone, like texting Instagram, in my mind I'm like, it doesn't like – I'm still having a conversation with this person.
1,000%. Me too.
And it's so, like – to be in real – I'm like, oh, we talked about this thing. And it's like, no, we didn't. That was just like an email exchange or whatever. I'm like, oh, well, it's – you know what I mean? Does that make
yeah.
sense?
I literally had this happen where, so I'm going to New York for a wedding, and because Congrats. It's somewhere I used to live, thank you. It's there's so many old friends I want to see, but I get mm-hmm. really stressed out because I can't see all of them.
Yeah.
And Justin was like, "Well, you know, the tears though." And I said to him, "No, that's the point. I don't know the tears."
Yes, yes.
I don't have a tear system.
Yes, same.
I am like someone I hung out with once. It that is important to me.
Yes,
like that relationship is in the mix.
Yes, and it's just like it's either in the mix or it's not in the mix, and in the mix. There's no like hierarchy. I feel exactly. the same way.
You're in
and
the
I
soup.
Feel like you're in the damn soup. And sometimes I'm going to slurp you up if you happen to get on my damn spoon.
Yeah. If I catch you on the spoon, you're coming in.
Coming into the damn belly.
Mm-hmm. You can
anyway.
Say
I have something to say that I don't know if I should say because I think it might not be okay.
Oh,
so do you think I should say it or not?
Listener, that is just one. I feel like this is I don't really know. Once again, I don't understand any of the Bible stories, but it's like someone holding out the apple. Adam holding
kind
the
of.
Apple. Yeah, that's what it feels
so
like.
So what do you want? Are you going to take a bite or not?
Oh, give me that fucking bite, baby.
Okay, I don't think I told you this in real life or anywhere, I guess, since we don't know the difference.
Yeah.
You know, you, I think, were the first one to bring up to me that, like, ADHD is a form of, like, autism.
That's right.
And so my friend the other day from high school in the soup, she yeah. sends me a text being like, oh, my God, everything's so clear now. I just took this, like, autism test online.
yeah. Saying?
And she's like, I'm, you know, I think I'm autistic or whatever. I was like, okay, cool. And then we were talking a little more and I was like, oh, I want to, can I take the test? Like, what's the thing? She sends me the link to the test. I take the test and you can have like the high score is like 200, which is, you know, and
you're
everything. It's
you're
like,
coming in at 205.
Yeah. And they're like, talk to your doctor, blah, 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 blah. And I get the results from the test. It's like a 188, I would say,
yeah.
out of 200.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, that's interesting. And I text my friend. I'm like, what score did you get? And she was like, 70.
Oh.
You know what I mean? She gets a yeah. 70 and she's like fully yeah. self-diagnosing, making the appointment.
It's a I get a, it's, I know.
But I get a 188. I go, all right.
All right. That's, well, it's interesting because so the, it's a spectrum for a reason. Some of us are 70s, mm-hmm. some of us are 180s, some of us, et cetera. And so the way it's on the, where ADHD is sort of being studied as part of the autism spectrum is as the masking diagnosis. So if autism and ADHD are, oh my God, what's the word? sensory, sensory. Their sensory sensitivity and processing things. They are. It is different functioning of the way we process our senses and experience the world. What ADHD is it's the masking one where and by the way, none of this is what, don't take what I'm saying as fact. This is how
I am, by the way. I actually am.
Good. So it's like ADHD is like there's a higher ability and to mask the stimming, they call it, and triggers that come up. So it's like, then you create this exhaustion of constant, of you're able to, you know, quote unquote, be functional in the world, but your internals are working, you know, way over time and have been forever.
Interesting.
Was that boring for you or?
No, it was good. It's given me a lot to think about and it saved me a trip to my therapist and psychiatrist since I am taking what you're saying as a law. So thank you.
Yep. That's absolutely no problem. I am a armchair expert.
Oh, now that's a name for a podcast.
Fuck, we should make that.
We should make that. Let's rename this podcast Armchair Expert. I think it'll be really good.
We'll at least get some people on accident, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Caroline, what are you thinking? Like, in general?
I think, yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah, I think, yeah. I think it's time, now or never.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And that one, if not both of us, will fall asleep if we don't now.
I think.
I think that's pretty clear, certainly, mm-hmm. In, you know, what's been said on record here. So yeah, we're going to do a little bit of a twisted version today. We are going to take everything you know, throw it out the fucking window. Okay, throw it out the window, not even on trash day. Let it sit in the yard and look at what used to be.
It gets stinky. Because
it gets stinky, let it simmer, and don't let it be loose out there, not even in a bin, all right? Yeah. Because we're bringing in some fresh air here.
Into Piss Tank.
We're bringing some fresh air into Piss Tank because our co-host is at the men's retreat. And so he can't control us the way he normally does.
He can't control or silence us in the way that makes him really happy.
And something I wonder if one day James will actually not let us do podcasts without him. But –
that's the goal. That's kind of, they say that's the final stage of female empowerment is to be banned from doing a podcast without the supervision of a man. So
it does. Yeah. We need that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You go.
Well, yeah, we're also so, Maggie and I will say without James, both of us are really hanging on by a thread. So tired and just like, so like,
the ups and downs.
But we can persevere and we will because I know that this last kind of twist Maggie and I have is something that is stimulating to say the least for both of us. So kind of for our piss tank, we're really just going to be pitching things that we think are horny and that everyone should think is horny.
That's right. I just think that these are things people should be getting horny for. Let me see. Yeah, I think, you know, and maybe once in a while we'll come in and just do a horny themed podcast. That would be really nice.
A little backstory for this is that a while ago, Maggie and I were kind of talking about horny stuff and whatever, and kind of presented the group the idea to a group of our, I would say, closest friends, to try to get them involved in maybe like a horny club, or let's like, we just tell each other things that we think are horny. And the silence in response to that has never, it was something I have never experienced in my life.
It was unbelievable.
Deafening.
It was deafening and disrespectful.
It was
and
disrespectful.
Also, it felt disorienting. I was like, I no longer trust the world I live in. I thought we were all experiencing the world this way, where we get so horny for everything all day. I have a million crushes. I just thought, obviously all I ever want to do is talk about horny things, sex with the girls. That's like my ideal hang.
Yes.
And as it turns out, that's not everyone's vibe. So
yeah, they want to talk about stuff, and that's not really what's happening.
No. And so I think this is, you know, for those of you out there who share our predilection perhaps disorder.
I think certainly disorder.
Certainly. This is for you. So we're just going to pitch some things that are horny. Caroline, take it away.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm starting with one that's real and that we've both talked about, I think, extensively.
Sure.
Is that kind of the idea?
Yep.
I would say both the video game.
Yeah. That was
the television show. The Witcher 3 video game, the television show, The Witcher, Henry Cavill.
I mean,
and Geralt. I always say his name wrong.
Geralt.
So I know. Even both ways were wrong.
Yeah, it's basically like, and this is what's so interesting, because Henry Cavill's not my type.
Okay,
but as The Witcher,
yes,
take me.
Yes, because I agree.
I mean,
Superman.
Caroline,
no, thank you.
No, not interested. Not interested. He's like kind of too pretty boy, too bulky, whatever. But on The Witcher, there was a shot, I was rewatching it recently, and there's this shot as he's walking away. And Caroline, I swear to God, this guy is rocking back and forth because he's too thick to walk. He's, you know that Ariana Grande song that's like, "You got me walking."
Yes,
that's
side to side, side to side.
Henry Cavill's walking side to side out there, tiptoeing, like they said the statues on Easter Island, how they got out there.
Because yeah,
he's built like a fucking brick, and I'm ready for it. Yeah, that's a really good one. Thank you.
Well, I know that's one that we both feel strongly about. So do you have another one in mind?
I believe that there is, I mean, Jonathan Bailey, really, it's,
yes.
does that make me a simp? Does that make me basic? Does that make me et cetera? Sure.
It's
fine.
Good.
I think he has it all. I love the way he looks and the way that he moves and speaks with those looks. The thing is that it's not always about looks. It's about an X factor of, like, you can tell he fucks.
Oh yeah.
You can tell he is fun to fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's got, and you know, and I think you were the one that broke this to me, right? Is that he's recently cast in the Wicked movie as Fiero, and that's also the stuff that's only gonna make us hornier for him.
That's what's crazy. And the thing is like, I think you can probably relate. Some of my biggest and earliest memories of crushes were of Chorus Boys on Broadway and in plays. And I kind of never understood. It took me a while, as many theater kids, to understand that, like, oh, they don't want to kiss me.
Yes.
And he is like, have you ever heard him sing? He has a beautiful voice. Beautiful.
Oh, of course
voice.
I have. Of course I heard him do one of those songs in the last 5 years.
Yes. Okay, good. And so basically, it's going to be really hard to not just like absolutely goop myself.
Yeah.
You know?
I really do feel like a hungry dog in a meat market. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm just going there to absolutely drool over some of that just, fresh hog. And
nothing's cooked. You know what I mean?
It's all raw.
It's all raw.
I've got another raw one for you. And this this is on the actor train as well. But I'm going to say specifically Himesh Patel in Station 11, specifically his character there. The first of all, obviously horny vibes, attractive man. But then the care, you know, he is giving for this kid that is not his own. Mm-hmm. And anything with like reuniting. And I know Witcher has this too. Anything where like anyone is reuniting after a long time.
Yeah.
That's kind of upping the horny vibe to, I would say, almost a percentage that will break the meter.
No, and it doesn't make me feel safe.
No, yeah.
At that level, I'm no longer feeling safe.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, I agree. And that's kind of, in a way, for me, how I see if something's horny is if I no longer feel safe in my own body or trust myself.
Well, that's the problem, is that I don't trust. It's that I'm like, I don't trust myself to not actively try and fuck this person.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And especially if it's like, you know, a fictional character.
That's right.
It's that almost makes it worse because then how close am I to like going to a Comic-Con to try to find someone who dressed up like this person? You know what I mean?
Yes. That's where the problem really comes in because. Okay, I'll come out. So I just went through, I've just been sort of scrolling through our text because we do send a lot of sort of links and pictures to things without needing to say anything because we know it's just, hey, it's going to be horny. Horny.
Mm-hmm.
And specifically, I mean, it's Daniel Kaluuya everywhere.
Yeah.
But there is a picture of him in a white tux jacket. Mm-hmm. Look, again, someone you can tell just has some fun. Yeah. Has some fun in the bedroom. You know?
Leaves it all on the playing field.
He's leaving it all. It's let the boys play, coach. Yes. You know what I mean? And he is just letting you go. It is. He knows what he's got.
Yep.
He is actively toying with it at all times. Yeah, I think it's really good. And I like everything about how the way he looks at a camera when he's in an interview. Is it Hoda Kotb? There's some interview he does where he actively is like making the interviewer
yes, I know what you're talking
and
about.
Squirmy. In a way that I like very much.
Yeah. Have to, you know, as always, agree with you 5,000%. I feel like this is something that gets us both into trouble is our, you know, mutual kind of appreciation for the same kind of things. I have one. It's a little different, but horny, I think, is the right word in this context, is Abby and David's relationship.
Yep.
I don't know. If you don't know them, they're a couple from the American season of Love on the Spectrum. And when their videos pop up on my FYP, it's a kind of rare and special combination, not unlike a shiny Pokemon you might find in Pokemon Go, of horny and very like life-affirming.
I totally agree. I think it's like it's a different tone of horny because it's like they're in a relationship. Like it's their connection that I find so seductive.
And,
and I really like, I'm just like so attracted to their connection. It makes me, it makes me feel alive.
Yes. Yeah. And that's, you know, and that's actually kind of coming from an expert. You, as someone who herself is in a relationship, so you can kind of get horny for it on, you know, maybe a level that a single person maybe might not quite understand.
And thank you.
thank you. Yeah.
Thank you, Chef. That's exactly right. I will also be bringing something in from the TikTok realm.
Oh, that's going to be very nice.
Yeah, and that is the man who chops wood.
Maggie, you can't bring it up here. It's gonna get, see, this is something that's too actively horny, I think.
It is active. Like, the mm-hmm. switch is on, and I'm just yeah. sort of all day, every day ignoring it, you know?
Yeah. The switch has been flipped by this wood chopper, and it is not able to be turned off.
No, it's really not. There's someone who duets his videos and will just sort of watch it and be like, she's a British woman. She's like, oh, oh my God. And it's just perfect because it's like, it's so guttural the way the effect he has. Mm-hmm, And apparently his wife or girlfriend films all of them, which also brings in sort of another realm of like, this is actual foreplay perhaps.
Yeah, do they have to immediately fuck after all of this?
They have to, right? I mean, the energy from it is too strong.
Yeah. It's palpable through the lens.
Exactly. I'm just gonna see if I have any others specifically from
Well, I have a TikTok one. Another one from this man or another TikTok?
No, another TikTok is beautiful.
But I don't know the exact specific thing, but I know I've sent you at least two different ones of these. Mm-hmm. But a group of men, or I guess it could be anyone, but the ones I'm thinking of are specifically men at a wedding doing like a dance together. You know what I mean?
You gotta stop. Girl, and the dance. Gotta stop. Yes.
And the dance doesn't have to be like the less kind of polished, the better. But if they're just like a group of men, like enthusiastically and earnestly doing something, it's really hard for me to talk about.
Dances. And they're good dancers.
Yeah, it's hard for me to talk about.
They're good dancers. I mean, let's call it what it is. That's the ideal train.
Yes.
Yeah. It's what you want. And the thing is, that video, the sound was removed because I guess the music is like, they didn't have the rights to it. But like, man, they are having fun. They are understanding their sexual energy. Yes. And having fun with it. You know
letting
what I mean?
Rip roar.
Let it rip roar. Let it out. And more importantly, let it in, you know, because you can receive a lot out there.
Yeah.
Okay. I do have found a folder on Instagram that I've titled Horn.
Yes.
And one, there's a few things I'll say. Jody Smith and what's his name again? Her husband. He was Dawson on Dawson's Creek.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't know, but I know who you're talking about.
Their relationship is, there's a photo where she's fully nude with her back to the camera and he's grabbing her ass in a suit. And that, that's the kind of stuff that I'm going to like to see.
Yeah, that's also, this is getting into the territory, I would say, of like full on porn. You know what I mean? That's the next, it's not there. I'm just saying it's opening the door. Okay, yeah. Show me the video. Don't take it away.
Okay, this is another one. This is, do you know Kendrick Sampson from Insecure?
Yes.
It's like he knows what he's doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I have. I think you sent me this video. Yes, 100%.
It's him dancing with a stranger at a club.
And just the eye contact, unbroken. And they're both like on the same level. You know what I mean? It's like they just like completely like come together and really like connect in a way that feels illegal that it's been videotaped. But the fact
that's
that
exactly
it has
right.
is the greatest thing that's ever happened in my life.
That's exactly right.
That gave me a chill. That gave me a horny chill.
Good. Good.
And I think that, you know, we've unfortunately, I'm going to take this opportunity where there's a pause to maybe end this, because I know that left to our own devices, we would never stop.
We'll go all night. That's
and
the
we're
thing.
And we're gonna be texting all night, different kind of things. And Donk will
archive. I can't believe I didn't say this one.
I know. I do. It's, you know what I mean. It's like someone gives you an insult, and then a couple days later, you're like, oh, this would have been the perfect thing to say. Yep. This is my version of that.
That's exactly right. I'm really. I hope listeners, you appreciated that. Please. As always, tune in and let us know which you were horniest for.
Yeah.
That is the goal of today's Horn Tank.
That's right.
And we're honored and
appalled.
And appalled. We're honored and appalled.
Thank you.
Stinkers. Thank you. Stinkers.